Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
Now, back in 2024, the Ann Street Community Facility in Prosperous officially opened, and now it's become a hub of activity for learning and a community engagement for residents of all ages. Amanda Reeves, chairperson of the Ann Streets Residents Association, joined the show speaking to Owen back when the facility opened, and she joins us again on the show this morning. Good morning, Amanda. Thanks for taking our call.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us on again.
And thanks for getting in touch with us. You got in touch just wanting really to give an update about the community house there in Prosperous. But going back then, I mean, firstly to the Ann Street Residents Association, what do you do? How does it work?
So basically, obviously, we have Ann Street Estate in Prosperous, and there's the Residents Association, which was established in 2021. And in 2023, Kildare County, well, before that, Kildare County Council had kind of seen the need for a community house. So in 2023, we were given the keys to the community house, and we officially opened it and launched it in 2024. But since then, it's gone strength to strength. So the Committee for the Residents Association kind of look after the whole estate, and then we manage and kind of run the community house as well as like the caretakers for it. But it's just going from strength to strength, and the community spirit, you know, we've had wider community groups use the house as well. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, and especially just in 2 years, like, it is quite a short amount of time for the space. I mean, you're saying there are kind of multiple groups use it. Is it for a mix of for the local residents and then a wider mix of the community and surrounding areas?
Yeah, so we're obviously open to the residents of Ann Street, but we have people, we have women, say, coming from Crane for lunches on a Thursday. We do an age-friendly lunch on a Thursday, which is for over 55s, and we do like an optional game of bingo for €3 afterwards. But we have people coming coming in from Crane to come to it as well, just for the crack and the chats and, you know, all the rest as well. And then anyone kind of in the estate who, for medical conditions or mobilities, can't make it up to the house, we deliver the lunches out to them as well. So, you know, they're still getting their lunches, they're still getting a little bit of interaction from somebody, you know, things like that.
And that's so important. I mean, to have a place where people can drop in, look forward to the events that take place, have a chat, and ultimately feel connected. It's kind of sad to see that those kind of places are dwindling the past number of years. But I can imagine, as you're saying, people are travelling from the likes of Clane to have that there, which is great.
It's fantastic. We have a women's crochet group on a Wednesday as well. And like that, it's not just women from Prosperous that come in for that too. But like, we're open Monday to Friday, and it could be somebody from the estate coming in going, I have this form, can you help me fill it out? I'm a bit overwhelmed. It could be somebody coming in going, could you print this for me? I need this form for the social welfare or something. It could just be somebody who's lonely and wants to pop in for a cup of tea and a chat. You know, there could be people that are a little bit older, not really used to technology, and they're like, I need to pay this bill online, can you help me? You know, it's so much more than just the estate and just the events going on as well. Sometimes it's a lending year. Sometimes it could be people not knowing how to maybe report issues to housing maintenance or something. So we'll pop off the email for them and say, can you contact this resident? They've an issue with their door. You know, things like that. But like you said, we do also do courses and training. We actually done an introduction to polytunnel growing and create your own edible window boxes at the weekend, which was fantastic as well.
It sounds like there's just a mix of everything for if people want to chat, to get, like you were saying, something like getting the bills paid and then taking part in more hobby type classes as well. I mean, it is great to hear. Is it volunteer led, Amanda?
It's volunteer led. So the committee are all volunteers, and the committee that runs it are all Ann Street residents, because it's the residents association that are the caretakers of the house. So it's all volunteer led, and we're just a mix of people from the estate who just want to, you know, help people, bring the positive, you know, do what we can on that type of thing. And we've worked with the leaderboard as well to deliver courses like soap making. I think we've decoupage, horticulture coming up, pediatric first aid, sewing. But then our fantastic community worker, Doreen, as well, would help us deliver courses like the polytunnel growing that we done. And last year we done like a virtual driving hub course and things like that. So.
I can only say amazing, really, to hear how much like community led this area is for everyone involved. Yeah. And I was also reading in your email you sent, because I mean, it's great to hear how well it's doing after it officially opened 2 years ago. But yours are also involved with young people. I believe you're closely linked now with St. Fernan School.
We are. We have good links now with Room 26 in St. Fernan's. And it just initially started with, I think it popped down to see it or like a little breakfast this morning or something, but they've become such a huge part of the house now, and they're come down for regular breakfast mornings. We actually, during the community worker, had funded a course for them with Georgina Kemi from Wild Kids, around kind of, it's Wild Kids for school, so they've done like hand sewing, making like their own pencils, printing with flowers, different things like that. And that was a 4 week course, and it was absolutely amazing. Like that they had been growing plants all year in the school. So we went up and got all our vegetables and things like that for our course on Saturday from them as well. We went up to their plant sale, but we're looking at future projects with them as well.
Yeah.
But we would work as well with Skull on Levinsa as well, and their special classes would come down as well and kind of come down kind of in the finer months when the weather's nice, so the kids can kind of go out to the garden and that, and for July provision and that as well. So it's, you know, it's not just here. We really are integrating into the community, wider community. We've worked with some of the other community groups or helped out if they need a hand and they're not sure of something. You know, it's just grown from strength to strength.
Yeah, and I can imagine, you know, of speaking to you in another year, 2 years' time, I mean, the amount of stuff that will be achieved then.
We have big plans coming.
I can imagine. I mean, there's already been so much achieved. What is next then for the Ann Street Residents Association and the wider community there?
Well, at the moment, we're getting ready. The Pride of Place, the local Pride of Place competitions are coming up in 4 weeks. So we're getting ready for that now at the moment. So lots of cleanup and prep and things like that. But those things are kind of constantly ongoing. Like even with our climate action measures, and that we have the first water bottle filling station in Prosperous, which is amazing. And we have it on the front of the community house there. But we're always like trying to see what grants we can go for that would be great for the house and the wider community. See if we can collaborate with other community groups for grants. If there might be a grant that's maybe too big for us on our own, you know, we're open to collaborating with other groups to see can we kind of both benefit and things like that. But yeah, it's just doing our best and keeping busy and, you know, bringing all the positives.
And there are so many positives coming from this. And a huge shout out to all of the volunteers there, Amanda, for making this happen over the past number of years. Now, for more information about the Residents Association, how can people find out more? Maybe find out what's going on, maybe if they'd like to take part?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page and it's just Ann Street Community House. And everything we have going on in the community house, events and things like that, we post all the information there. And like on the top of the Facebook page, there's a little button where you can email us. The email is a little bit of a mouthful. It's AnnStreetResidentsAssociation@gmail.com. Or like that, we're open Monday to Friday. Anybody can pop into the house if they have questions. But also just to note, we do actually have the Marie Keating van out with us at the community house here on June 25th. It's an amazing service we've had before, and it's open to everybody, the whole community, and there's a specialist nurse that comes out with the mobile van. So anybody, man, woman, has any concern about a little lump or bump or mole or whatever, they can pop out and speak to somebody in a one-to-one setting on the mobile unit. with any concerns they have, and they can pop into the community house then for tea and coffee and chat afterwards if they want.
Amanda, it sounds amazing, and really big thank you for reaching out to us here at KFM, letting us know what the Ann Street Community House and the Residents Association have been up to the past 2 years. And as you were saying, Amanda, it's just gone from strength to strength. That is Amanda Reeves, chairperson of the Ann Street Residents Association, as the Ann Street Community Facility there in Prosperous officially opened 2 years ago, and just letting us know about everything that they have achieved so far. But a big thanks to Amanda for taking our call today. We're also doing a call out to other residents associations. I mean, Amanda's email really got us thinking about the local work that is done around the county by the associations, the community groups, action groups, tidy towns, everything like that across Kildare. If you are part of those, you want to highlight the work you're done, that you're doing or have done, have achieved, do get in touch with us here at KFM. We would love to spotlight more local work being done by these groups and committees and action groups. If you want to pop us an email, you can do so. You can email studio@kfmradio.com. We also have the Kildare Today email, which is kildaretoday@kfmradio.com. Or you can even send us a text on 0833 97 97 97 or call us on 045 898 999. So a lot of ways to get in touch with us here at KFM, get in touch with the Kildare Today team. Again, we'd love to spotlight other residents' associations.